From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. North Korea generated about $200 million in just 9 months last year by exporting banned commodities in breach of the United Nations sanctions. A UN panel of experts presented a report to the Security Council Friday. The report details Pyongyang's flouting of the sanctions by exporting petroleum, coal, iron, steel, and other commodities. The report also details evidence of North Korea's ongoing military cooperation with Syria and Myanmar to develop ballistic missile and chemical weapons programs. A suicide blast in a former militant stronghold in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 11 army officials and injured 13 others. Those army officials are said to have been killed while they were playing volleyball, according to reports. The mayor of the central Italian city of Massaretta on Saturday urged local residents not to feed hate, this following a two-hour drive-by shooting spree targeting African immigrants.
Che certamente c'è, ma che dobbiamo cercare di scacciare immaginandoci dentro un contesto che comunque ha saputo.
That's Mayor Romano Scarasini saying we need to try to push that fear away. He went on to say, I think in this moment everyone will feel the responsibility and the duty to be responsible over what happens. We can't feed hate. An Italian man who has been politically active with the anti-migrant Northern League was arrested in the drive-by shootings that wounded six people. The suspect shot and wounded six African immigrants. Carancini said the incident followed the recent murder of a local teenager and it has shocked the city. This is VOA News. A man who sold hundreds of rounds of ammunition to the gunman responsible for shooting 58 people from a Las Vegas hotel window was charged Friday with conspiracy to make and sell armor-piercing ammunition without a license. Douglas Haig of Mesa, Arizona, is the first person to be charged in connection with the October massacre, which is the deadliest shooting in modern American history. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday a disputed memo that alleges FBI investigators abused their powers in the Russia probe, quote, totally vindicates him, this comment coming on Twitter. This despite a contrarian view by the opposing Democrats. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more on the document, which was released Friday.
President Trump agreed to declassify the Republican memo over the objections of both the Justice Department and the FBI. Trump said in a tweet that allegations in the memo showed that top law enforcement officials politicized the Russia probe. The Republican memo alleges that the decision to put Trump campaign associate Carter Page under surveillance was largely based on information gathered by a source funded by Democrats. For their part, Democrats condemned the release of the memo and said Republicans had selected certain facts in a bid to help the president and undermine the Russia probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli army fighter jets hit a Hamas compound in the Gaza Strip early Saturday. The army said on Twitter that, quote, in response to the rocket fired at southern Israel, fighter jet struck a Hamas compound composed of two military structures in the southern Gaza Strip. There were no immediate reports of fatalities on either side. The Islamic militant group Hamas rules the Gaza Strip. Israel holds Hamas responsible for any violence from Gaza. A Russian fighter pilot was killed Saturday after his warplane went down over Syria's northwest province of Idlib and he clashed with Islamists on the ground, Russia's defense ministry and a monitor said. The pilot was killed as he fought Islamist rebels who had shot down his plane and were taking him captive, said the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights chief Rami Abdelrahman. According to the British-based monitor, the jet was shot down over the town of Masran in Idlib and the pilot came down in a parachute. He then clashed with rebels and was killed. French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged 15 million euros in aid to fight coastal erosion in northern Senegal. We have more on VOAnews.com. For now, I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.